Welcome back. EdgePoint Infrastructure at EdgePoint marks another milestone with acquisition of an additional tower portfolio in Malaysia, total sites in Malaysia to 1,500. And of course, this achievement solidifies the company's position as the second largest tower company in the country, as stated by the ASEAN-based independent telecommunications infrastructure company. And its 3 years in Malaysia, of course, EdgePoint has provided a range of services, including build-to-suit, co-location and building coverage solutions to the company. Has already constructed approximately 2,200 sites in its inception, and anticipate significant growth in the number in terms of number in 2024. And joining us this morning is its CEO, Munif Kamaruddin. Munif, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell us more about EdgePoint Infrastructure and your position as an ASEAN-based telecommunications infrastructure company in the region.
Morning, Najib. Thank you so much for inviting myself and EdgePoint for the session this morning.
Yes.
So EdgePoint started way back in 2020. It's founded by the industry veterans, which is led by Suresh Sidhu, the group CEO. And we are funded by a private equity company, Digital Bridge, as well as for sovereign investors such as Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, ADIA. So we operate out of three countries in ASEAN, mainly in Malaysia, Philippines, as well as Indonesia. And in Malaysia, we have approximately 1,500 sites. We've just recently hit the milestone. And as you just correctly mentioned, we basically build digital infra, which comprises of towers, telecommunication towers, in-building systems, as well as small cells.
And Munif, EdgePoint has released the white paper, an infrastructure-based approach to advance digital equity in Southeast Asia, which identifies connectivity challenges from an infrastructure provider's perspective in Malaysia, Indonesia, and also the Philippines. Could you share your thoughts on digital equity and why it is so important that we address it?
For sure. You know, when we talk about connectivity, you know, it is essentially seen as the part of an essential services. It's just not limited to water, electricity. Right now, connectivity seem to be such an important component as part of the society. And in the, where we shape our recommendation is it's largely broken down into two parts. One is the unconnected, in which there's no existing cellular coverage in a specific area. And number two is those areas in which there are some form of connectivity, but it's maybe not meaningful enough, right? So the recommendation, as far as in the white paper, we outlined about 9 policy recommendations, of which we feel, you know, the stakeholders and the industry should most probably want to take a look at. It's written from a perspective that this is just our views and our thoughts of how to take the industry forward in the three countries, Malaysia, Philippines, and Indonesia. For some of these recommendations, it may mean stronger or more deep dive is required in certain countries. Mm-hmm. For example, Malaysia may be a little bit more advanced, but definitely Philippines and Indonesia, maybe a little bit more thought needs to be given to those areas.
And also, Munif, the report highlighting that only 66% of Malaysia have access to mobile internet, despite 76% of the population having mobile devices. What do you think has caused this gap?
Well, I think for one, it could be the sense of, you know, not so much the unconnected. It could be one of the contributing factors. But it also be the case whereby the areas maybe lack meaningful coverage. Hence, it falls under that domain whereby you have devices, but you're not able to connect it and have a meaningful kind of experience, even though in areas such as town centres. Mm-hmm. There could also be constraints in terms of execution and deployment of the digital infrastructure, such as towers, etc. So, you know, we can't rule that one out as well.
And of course, the report also provides some of the policy suggestions to close the digital gap. What are some the key policy reform suggestions from each point to drive digital inclusivity in Malaysia especially?
Yeah, so there are nine, of which six are common across all three countries of varying degrees, and three, in our view, are very specific to the countries. So just to highlight a few key ones would be to reform the disbursement of funds, for example, the USP funds in across all these three countries. In Malaysia, for example, it is done on a contracting or on CapEx basis. We are of the view that you know, that maybe time is right for the regulators or the shareholders to consider it being done on an OPEX basis, so that, you know, the government is then allowed to then spread out its budget into other areas, whereby the private or public partnership, people like H-Point or anybody else, can basically take up a little bit of the load to fund some of this deployment in the rural areas. I think the second meaningful recommendation is we feel that it's important to increase the funding for backhaul infrastructure. You know, access, putting out access in rural sites is less than an issue. The main issue with creating those kind of access is actually the backhaul. So there will be challenges in terms of providing the connection back to the internet if there's a lack of backhaul. So I think that's where the challenge is at, and that's one of the policy recommendation that we have put forward.
Yeah, Monif. Yeah, please continue. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, maybe the last maybe material update is in or recommendation is from a perspective of defining what is really needed or what kind of coverage is actually needed. And we feel that it's just not necessarily just in rural areas. There are also cases of essential facilities in urban centers, such as hospitals, transportation hubs, education institutions, which also require a review of the coverage required.
Yeah. Munif, briefly, of all the policy recommendations provided in the white paper and what you mentioned just now, which policy would you say can be most efficiently and quickly implemented in Malaysia, the low-hanging fruit?
The low-hanging fruit, I believe, will be the reform of the funding disbursement of funds. But it does require a change in rules and the regulations in Malaysia. But in Philippines, it's required proper setup of those kind of fundings. And secondly, is the microwave backhaul, particularly for the rural connectivity.
All right. Munif, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Munif Kamaruddin, CEO H-Point Towers and GTP Network, for sharing about H-Point and also telecommunications and also the whole network challenges in Malaysia and moving forward and the solutions via its white paper.